Title: Distort in A-Men Style Hoover Stab, with DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12 for beginners. Alright, let's build one of the most iconic rave weapons in drum and bass, that A-Men Style Hoover Stab. You know the one, the big hoove, hit that answers the drums and instantly makes things feel like jungle, except we're going to push it into modern DNB territory with controlled distortion, and then arrange it in a DJ-friendly structure, so it actually works in a mix. By the end, you'll have a stab that hits hard, stays tight, doesn't steal the sub from your bass, and still sounds good in mono on a club system. Plus, you'll have a simple intro, drop, breakdown, drop layout you can reuse for basically any rolling drum and bass idea. Let's go step by step. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere around 170 to 175 is home base for this vibe, and 172 is a sweet spot. Now create a few tracks. Make a drums track, a bass track if you want some context, a Hoover Stab MIDI track, and optionally an FX or Atmos track if you like to build space. One more optional thing that's actually super helpful, drop in a reference track. Just pick a jungle or DNB tune you love, put it on an audio track, and turn it down so it's not tricking you with loudness. We're using it for vibe and balance, not to compete on volume. Now we need a sound source for the Hoover Stab. You've got two easy beginner options: synth it with Ableton stock tools, or use a sample. Option A is using Waveatable, and it's quick and reliable. Create a MIDI track. Load Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave, oscillator 2 also to a saw wave. Then turn on unison. Start around 6 voices. Add a bit of detune, something like 10 to 20%. This is where that Hoover thickness starts to happen. Next, filter. Use a low pass, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz. Don't worry if it sounds a bit dull right now. We're going to distort later, and distortion brings out harmonics like crazy. Now shape it like a stab with the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down to 0. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. The key idea is short and punchy. Distortion exaggerates tails, so if the stab is too long now, it'll turn messy later. For a little movement, add a subtle LFO to the filter cutoff. Keep it gentle. Think 5 to 10% amount, and set the rate to an 8th note or 16th note with sync on. You're not trying to make it wobble like dubstep, you just want it to speak a little. Option B is using a sample, which is super authentic for jungle flavor. Drop a rave stab or Hoover stab sample into simpler. Put simpler into one-shot mode. Turn warp off for punch. Turn snap on. If you hear clicking, add a tiny fade out, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Then pitch it to fit your tune. A good starting move is down 2 to 7 semitones, depending on how dark you want it. Cool. Now we're going to write the pattern. And this is important. We're not copying the Amen break rhythm. We're borrowing the phrasing that makes jungle feel like jungle. Offbeats, call and response, syncopation, and leaving room for the snare. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on your Hoover track. Use short notes. Keep them under about an 8th note while you're finding the groove. You can always lengthen later. Here's a classic set of placements that bounces with breaks. In bar 1, try hits around 1.2, 1.3.3, and 1.4.2. In bar 2, try 2.2, 2.3.2, and 2.4.3. If those numbers feel weird, no stress. The vibe is not straight on the downbeats. You're dancing around the kick and especially answering the snare. Now add velocity variation. Make the first hit of each bar your accent, like 110 up to 127. Make the others lower, like 60 to 90. This is one of those beginner moves that instantly makes things sound less like a loop and more like a performance. Quick teacher note here. In DNB, the snare is the speaker. If your stab is constantly stepping on the snare, the whole track feels weaker. So leave space around beats 2 and 4, or lower the velocity on hits that land close to the snare. You can even nudge a couple hits slightly late by a few milliseconds for swing, while keeping the first hit of each bar dead on time, so it still punches. Now the fun part, the distortion chain. We're going to make it heavy, but controlled. The secret is gain staging and cleaning before and after distortion. Before we even start, here's a training wheels tip that makes distortion way easier to learn. Put a utility device at the very top of the chain, before anything else, and set it to minus 12 dB. Distortion reacts to level. If you keep the input consistent while you learn, you'll get predictable results instead of why does this sound different every time. Now, device 1. EQ 8 for pre-clean. This is not optional. High pass the stab. Use a 24 dB per octave slope and set it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Remember, in drum and bass, your bass owns the sub. The stab is about mids and attitude. If it sounds boxy, try a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If it already feels harsh before distortion, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 Khz. Nothing extreme, just little cleanup moves. Device 2, saturator for core grit. Set the mode to analog clip. Start with drive at plus 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and then adjust the output down so you're not accidentally getting louder and thinking it sounds better. A really good habit, keep the loudness roughly similar when you bypass the saturator. That's how you judge tone honestly. Device 3. Roar in Live 12 for the Riedel DNB2. This is kind of a cheat code device for modern aggression without instantly destroying the sound. Pick a distortion or saturator-ish style to start. Set drive around 20 to 40%, then shape it with roar's tone or filter area. If it's getting muddy, high pass a bit inside roar too. Try to keep the energy living in the mid-range where it will cut through drums. Add a tiny bit of modulation if you want it to feel alive. A very subtle LFO on drive or filter can make the stab breathe. Keep it slow and subtle. And if it's getting too trashed, back off with a dry slash wet. Somewhere around 30 to 60% is a great range for keeping the identity of the stab. If you don't have roar or you don't want to use it, you can swap an overdrive or pedal. But roar is absolutely built for this kind of sound. Device 4. Drum bus. Yes, even though it says drum bus, it's great for stabs because it can restore punch after distortion. Set drive around 5 to 15%, crunch around 10 to 25%, and then use transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, if your attack got flattened. Keep boom off because we already high passed. Device 5 is optional, Redux for that jungle digital grit. Use it lightly, downsample around 2 to 8, start at 4. Bit reduction, tiny, like 0 to 2. This is one of those devices where a little goes a long way, and too much turns your stab into sand. Device 6. Glue compressor to stabilize the hit. Set attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then set makeup gain so, again, bypassed and engaged feel like the same loudness. Now we're going to make this DJ friendly and performance friendly by turning it into an audio effect rack with macros. Select your effects and group them with Command or Control plus G. Macro 1. Drive. Map saturator drive and roar drive together, but keep the ranges small at first so it doesn't jump from nice to destroyed. Macro 2. Tone. Map either an EQ mid control or roar's tone or filter. This lets you brighten or darken quickly without hunting around. Macro 3. Width. Put a utility at the end, and map width from about 70 to 140%. That gives you bigger without instantly blowing up mono compatibility. Macro 4. HB clean. Map the EQ 8 high pass frequency, maybe from 120 up to 300 Hz. This is huge in DNB, because you can thin the stab for the intro and bring it back a little for the drop. Macro 5. Grit. Map Redux downsample or drum bus crunch. That's your quick make it rude knob. And here's another club proofing move. Put a utility at the end and map a mono switch. Check mono early. If your stab goes hollow or disappears in mono, reduce unison width, lower utility width, or keep the width focused in the upper mids instead of low mids. Now let's make it sit with drums and bass. A fast win is sidechaining the stab so the drums stay the boss. Add a compressor on the stab track. Enable sidechain, and choose your drum bus, or even better, the snare only if the snare is the thing getting masked. Set ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, then bring the threshold down until you hear a small duck on drum hits. You're not trying to pump like house music, you're just creating a little pocket. After distortion, do a quick harshness check with EQ8. If it's spitty, dip around 3 to 6 kHz slightly. If it's fizzy, at a gentle low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. Again, small moves. We want aggressive, not painful. Now arrangement. We are building a DJ-friendly structure, so it mixes cleanly and counts itself in phrases. Start with a 32-bar DJ intro. Bars 1 to 16. Mostly drums only. Kick, snare, hats. Keep it mixable, clean low end, no full hook yet. Maybe a tiny noise riser or a super subtle atmosphere, but don't clutter it. Bars 17 to 32. Tease the stab, but filtered and low in volume. Put an auto filter on it and slowly open the cutoff over those 16 bars. This hints at the hook without stepping on the DJ's ability to blend basslines. Then drop 1, bars 33 to 64, full drums, full bass, enter stab hook playing that 2-bar loop. Every 8 bars, add a tiny variation, remove 1 hit, add a small fill or change 1 note's pitch. This keeps it from feeling like a copy-paste loop while staying DJ predictable. Breakdown next, around bars 65 to 80, or if you want a longer one, 65 to 96. Strip the drums down. Maybe halftime, maybe just atmos, and do one classic phrase signage trick, a reverb throw. Put hybrid reverb on a return track or automate it on the stab for one single hit. Big plate or hall, 2 to 4 seconds decay, then back to dry. That one moment tells the listener and the DJ, new section coming. Then drop 2, bring it back with one controlled upgrade, not 5 random changes. Here are a few good options. Raise the drive macro slightly, like 10%. Or pitch the stab up plus 3 or plus 5 semitones for 8 bars to lift the energy. Or do a call and response by layering a second version of the stab. If you want a super effective layering trick without extra synths, duplicate the Hoover track. Make the first one your body. Drier, less distorted, narrower. Make the duplicate your bite. More roar or a touch of redux. High pass it higher and make it wider. Then only let bite play on the last 2 hits of the 2-bar phrase. Suddenly your hook has conversation built in.